Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. I was joking earlier on the podcast. It's fun to do this week two turnaround because Randy Johnson was just on the podcast with us a couple of weeks ago. Now he's back from the Minnesota Star Tribune. And, you know, 59-7 against Eastern Illinois. I don't know how much you can take away from that. Did anything stand out to you that you weren't expecting to see in Minnesota's season opening win?
No, everything went pretty much by form. You know, I thought that Drake Lindsey would be sharp, and he was. Mm-hmm. I thought that Darius Taylor would look pretty good in both the run game and the pass game, and he did. I was curious to see how the offensive line played, and they played pretty well. They racked up some yards. They took care of business. Defense, they seemed to be in position for the most part. It's tough to gauge against an opponent of that caliber. A team from the Ohio Valley Conference that was 3-9 last year. So yeah, you're not getting like one of the Dakota teams in the FCS. You're getting one that's probably not near that level. So it's you take what you can out of it, and they passed their test and did so decently. There are a couple things they unfortunately lost a freshman running back to a knee injury. Ryan Estrada, who was a 7,000-yard rusher in his high school in El Paso, they liked him quite a bit. He was running probably, one of the second team backs. So that one hurt them a little bit on their depth. But it was good to see their offensive left guard Greg Johnson was pretty dominant. Their center was pretty dominant. So that. They could take that away from that. But now, obviously, this week, the level of competition ramps up quite a bit.
If I had to pick something as a positive that stands out to me, just from me looking at the box score, I don't really care who you play. If you only give up 110 yards of total offense, that's a pretty good defensive day at the park for just about anybody. This Minnesota defense, we talked about it yesterday. Anthony Smith is not the only guy this Golden Gopher defense. Were you surprised at just how dominant they were?
Yeah, not so much surprised, but it was, they got it done. I was really curious to see what the interior line, how they looked, because they had lost quite a bit up front. Guys that had been 2 or 3 year starters. They had some younger guys in there, and then they did well. They held up pretty well. They had good linebacking play out of both Maverick Baranowski and Matt Kingsbury. Kingsbury, he only had 2 tackles, but he graded out really well on Pro Football Focus. He was around the ball a lot. He had a couple chances and interceptions that bounced off his hands. But he was, for a guy who was trying to lock down that starting job, he did a pretty good job, I thought.
The other side of that coin, if I was going to nitpick something, a negative for Minnesota, 38 carries for 147 yards, only 3.9 yards per carry against an FCS defense. Yeah. Mississippi State's defensive line, I thought they played okay against ULM, but nothing spectacular. I expect a little bit more this week in terms of what they do, trying to scheme things up. But does that number concern you that Minnesota was not able to run the football as effectively as they probably would have liked?
Yeah, I would say that's something that they're going to work on. There, they did emphasize getting the running game going a lot better than they did last year. They were, 128th in the country in rushing offense, which, that's a very uncharacteristic of a PJ Fleck coach team. He likes the run. They're not equipped as they were in the days of Muhammad Ibrahim, where he could take the ball 40 times and, go for two and a quarter or something like that. But PJ has always likes to run the ball and keep the opposing offense on the sideline, and that could be very important in this game.
Minnesota's receivers in this game, Tracy, Jennings, Moore, you're talking about guys that combined for 10 catches and averaged right at 20 yards per catch in this one. So some really big play offense from the Gophers. Mississippi State, obviously one of the best cornerbacks in the nation in Kelly Jones, but that other side is still a little bit of a question mark. Minnesota's not necessarily known as a big play kind of offense. Do you think you could see maybe P.J. Fleck and the Gophers taking a few more chances down the field in this one?
Yeah, I think they trust Drake Lindsey, who's been very efficient with the ball. He has a streak of, I believe, is now 177 consecutive passes without an interception. If he gets protection, you know, he's a very good quarterback back there. And I think, too, is that they have a lot more confidence in their wide receivers this year. They made a coaching change there. They brought in Isaac Fruchte, who was a former Gophers player, former Minnesota Vikings player, who was the offensive coordinator in North Dakota before he came here. And he's the players are raving about him. They really like what he's doing.
Javon Tracy, what a game he had. 5 catches, 98 yards, but also 2 punt returns for touchdowns. In a game like this between two teams that are so evenly matched, and I don't know, I'm sure you've seen this, but this line, it keeps going back and forth between the two schools. Vegas can't get a handle on it either. Feels like special teams could make a big play. Was this something that he's been doing a lot for Minnesota? Is Tracy that kind of a game breaker in the special teams?
Those were his first time as a punt returner.
There you go.
So, ironically, he ties the school career record for punt return touchdowns, which is 2. they hadn't had a punt return for a touchdown since the final game of the 2018 season when they beat Wisconsin. Basically, and that even includes last year when they had Coy Parrish, who's now at Oregon, returning punts, and he did very well back there. About 370 yards in returns, averaging about 10 yards a return, but he never quite popped one. So, finally, they get 2 of them. The first was pretty simple. They were running a safe call, and they didn't even have it necessarily set up for a big return. He just made one guy miss, and then he was gone. Nobody touched him. Second one, it was more of his work. He stepped out of a tackle, and then broke it up the middle, and then got outside. So it was a very pleasant surprise for Gophers fans.
Looking at this game, I think Mississippi State athletically might be better than Minnesota when we just go athlete for athlete. I think where Minnesota has the advantage, obviously the game being at home for them, and I just think P.J. Fleck overall is a better coach than Jeff Lebby. I expect his team to be better. They'll execute clean. They'll make fewer mistakes, and they'll try to get Mississippi State to play their game. Sure. Where does Minnesota have the biggest advantage over Mississippi State in this game?
Oh, I would say probably – I think they're and I'm not pitting Drake Lindsey against Kamario Taylor athletically or anything, but I think they're very confident in what Drake can do as a passer and how he's taken charge of that offense in his second year as a starter. I do think they like what they have up front on that offensive line this year between Greg Johnson, the left guard, and Ashton Beers, the center. They have two pretty good guys that are, they're going to be, they're going to win the grade most of the time, I guess I would say.
Well, on this show, whenever we preview the game, we have an offensive player of the game, a defensive player of the game that we think anyway, prediction wise. Mm-hmm. And we predict the guy we call the X factor, just a guy, not necessarily going to pick up the biggest stats, but somebody you could see making a play or two in this game that makes a huge difference. If you had to pick an X factor for the Gophers, who would it be?
Yeah, I would probably go with wide receiver Jalen Smith. He led them in touchdown catches last year. He came on really strong toward the second half of last year. It had a great bowl game, two touchdown catches that were just spectacular ones too, including the winning one in overtime. I think he didn't see the ball a lot in the opener, but I think he's a guy who can make a difference.
We'll see what happens Saturday, 2:30 kickoff on CBS, Mississippi State and Minnesota in a game that I think has a lot of for a week 2 matchup that nobody's talking about, Randy, I feel like this is a game that has a lot of bearing on both of these team seasons. We'll see what happens. Randy, really appreciate you joining us here, and have a great game up there in Minnesota. We look forward to talking to you again maybe next year when we have you down here in Starkville.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.